What's going on, podcast land? If you ask my wife what I own more than anything, she will quickly tell you that it's t-shirts. And guess what? I'm about to add to that collection thanks to Faith Attire. Since 2012, Faith Attire has been stacking up an incredible collection of streetwear with a message. T-shirts, hats, baseball tees, the whole nine yards. Their excellence is displayed through their products, but their vision and purpose is even greater. Head on over to faithattire.co to browse their catalog and use the promo code NRP116 to get 15% off your order. That's NRP116. Faith Attire, apparel for the selfless.
Hi, this is Michael Pulser from the Personal Upgrade Podcast, and you're listening to Not Religious.
Y'all,
yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Not Religious Podcast. I am Blake,
and I can't do.
You don't have a radio voice?
Nah.
You can do it. Dig deep. Come on.
I'm Brian.
Yeah. That's how yours sound a lot of times, anyway. I'm Brian. And we're back with you this week, for another hot topic in the church world. In fact, we just had a discussion. This one is extra rough.
It is cringeworthy.
Very
rough, though.
Prepare to be hashtag triggered. I have been triggered all week doing research.
Yeah, it's enough to rub you raw.
Yeah,
you know what it rub you raw. you know what it's done for me is it's helped evaluate where I stand with things.
Yeah,
and like before, I probably wouldn't have drawn a line.
Mm-hmm.
This has made me draw a line.
Mm.
It truly has.
And, yeah.
And I'll get to more of that later. But yeah, just, yeah.
Yeah. This week, we're talking all about the notorious, infamous, bigoted, piece of crap establishment that is the Westboro Baptist Church. If you don't know who the Westboro Baptist Church and you're living under a rock, they're the ones that stand outside of, you know, whatever, and with their signs, God hates, insert, you know, but fill in the blank there.
Yeah. And they got the word Baptist in there, and I feel bad for Baptist everywhere.
I want to interview someone who has come from a Baptist background and see what their thoughts are on the Westboro Baptist Church.
Well, I think they made up their own Baptist,
so they don't really fall in line.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
obviously, because I don't see every Baptist church in Sumter picketing whatever it is.
Yeah, they're definitely not Baptist.
Mm-mm.
So I think they kind of made up their own like form of Baptistness.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. And what I'll do is I'll do a brief introduction. If by some way you don't know who the Westboro Baptist Church is, and then we'll get to another little segment here. But the Westboro Baptist Church is an American church known for its use of inflammatory hate speech, especially against the LGBT plus people, Catholics, Orthodox Christians, atheists, Muslims, Jews, Romani people, and U.S. soldiers and politicians. So if they've got a problem with you, they're going to let you know. They've got the signs. You know, if there's any type of funeral, they're known for protesting at funerals of whoever, actors, dead soldiers, just name it, man. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
So you probably know who we're talking about by now.
Yeah.
Cause I'm sure you can picture it.
Did you know that, on their website, and I'm not going to give the website's name.
No.
Because I'm not going to give it any kind of traffic.
Mm-mm.
But it has their picket scheduling. So wherever they're scheduled to picket, it gives you dates and times of when they're going to be there. It's inciting a fight.
Yeah.
is they're looking they're for trying a fight. To do it.
Sure. Well, let's get into our first news segment here today. Lamb of Gods. They're not a Christian band. I'm just going to throw that out there. They're not a Christian band. Great band, though. I love that band. Lamb of Gods dynamic frontman Randy Blythe announced on Instagram on March 10th that he planned to lead a counter-protest against the hate group Westboro Baptist Church. This comes from RevolverMagazine.com, who planned to descend on Virginia's state capitol in Richmond to rally against Virginia House of Delegates Representative Danica Roem. Roem, who is a personal friend of Blythe, is a heavy metal musician and a fan, and the first openly transgender person to be elected to the Virginia General Assembly. Quote, "When people like this show up in our community," Blythe told his followers, "we have no choice but to greet them in mass with some of our famous Southern hospitality."
God.
End quote. Following through on his promise on March 11th, Blythe led what he called a counterparty, where he and attendees donned flamboyant attire and participated in the raucous musical event, complete with free kazoos, that successfully overpowered the hateful rhetoric spewed by a notoriously anti-LGBTQ church.
Yeah. Get them with your kazoos.
So they stood outside of this protest, did a counter protest, and just played a bunch of kazoos.
Right.
It was amazing. Yeah. So thank you, Randy Blythe, for your contributions with your kazoos. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely making a difference.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Have you looked at some of their signage?
Unfortunately, yeah. there's horrible things on there.
Yeah, well, some of my favorites are gospel preaching is not hate.
Mm-hmm. They'll tell you that all day long. Yeah. I've seen a lot of interviews where they say, the first question is, why do you hate such and such people? And they'll say, no, you got it all wrong. We don't hate anybody. In fact, we probably love them more than anyone else. We're just preaching God's word and telling them the truth and saving them.
That's, yeah. They got a weird way of showing love.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going through some of the signage that they have here. And when you condemn someone to hell, I mean, that's kind of says, you know, we hate you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that?
Oh, absolutely.
And saying that people are doomed, showing outside of, the Orlando.
Oh, the gay nightclub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God sent the shooter?
Yeah.
What?
There's a lot of those. So a lot of mass shootings, they'll do protests.
Repent or perish.
Yep. They think of things like 9/11 or any type of shooting, or a horrible event as like a blessing, and that this is God's way of judgment, of judging these people for whatever it is that they did.
Yeah. Do you know about their hate for soldiers?
I don't get it. I don't know what. I tried to look up a few things, but I don't really understand what
I don't
that
either.
Is.
I don't either. Yeah. Pray for more dead soldiers.
Right.
Is what it says.
I'll find out before this
soldiers
episode's over.
Die. I'll find out something on God laughs.
Yeah. I meant to look up something about that earlier and I lost track of time.
One of my favorite things is when people show up with signs near them
mm-hmm.
that says, I have a sign.
Yeah.
I like bananas.
Yeah.
Oh. Because those signs are just as comical as the ones that these freak shows are holding
right.
up.
Well, we can get into the history of the Westboro Baptist Church real quick. So,
let's do it.
The Westboro Baptist Church originated as a branch of the East Side Baptist Church.
East Side? East Side?
Established in 1931 on the east side of Topeka. In 1954, East Side hired Fred Phelps. He's the one. He's the notorious one.
Right.
Hired Fred Phelps as an associate pastor and then promoted him to pastor of their new church plant, Westboro Baptist, which opened in 1955 on the west side of Topeka. Soon after Westboro was established, Phelps broke ties with Eastside Baptist. So he said deuces and just kept Westboro as his baby.
Right.
Westboro Baptist began picketing Gage Park in Topeka in 1991. Saying it was a den of anonymous homosexual activity. Soon their protests had spread throughout the city, and within 3 years, the church was traveling across the country. Phelps explained in 1994 that he considered the negative reaction to the picketing to be proof of his righteousness. And on August 20th of 1995... I'm not laughing at this part. I laughed at the last part.
Right, right.
A pipe bomb exploded outside the home of Shirley Phelps Roper, the daughter of Fred Phelps. The blast damaged an SUV, a fence, and part of the house, but no one was injured. In 1996, two men were arrested for the bombing and both admitting to causing the blast. They had believed that Phelps Roper's house was that of the pastor and wanted to retaliate against Westboro's anti-gay protests at Washburn University. One of the bombers was fined $1,700 and was sentenced to 16 days in prison plus 100 hours of community service. So, just a brief history. And to be honest with you, I'm surprised there hasn't been more attacks on the church.
Yeah.
Me and Allie talked about that. I was
they piss a lot of people
off. Yeah, I'm surprised no one has gone in there and done something else like that, like tried to blow up the church, or you know, I'm shocked by it. Now I know there's fights at some of the protests,
right?
In fact, I think there is one almost every single time they protest something,
and they get their tails whooped.
I mean,
they get beat down.
Yep.
So that's kind of karma, I guess.
Yeah.
I got some fun facts.
Hit me with some facts.
And I say fun facts. They're not really fun. I just have some gee whiz. Did you know that they are hypocrites?
Explain.
And here's why. When Apple co-founder Steve Jobs died in 2011, they promised to protest his funeral. You know how they promised this? They sent some tweets via their iPhones.
Their iPhones. I know it. Yep.
So what's another good one? The Supreme Court actually has ruled in their favor.
Seriously?
Yeah.
For
being able to
freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I think you've got to reevaluate the whole freedom of speech thing.
Canada, UK, and Australia have banned them.
Yeah. Well, they're totally against. I know they're
the land of sodomy is what they call
I haven't
Australia.
Heard the reaction, but you know, recently there was that deadly shooting in Australia.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anything about West. That was recent. That was like last week,
they're
right?
They're not allowed into the country.
But have they said anything about that? Like
I didn't
God
see
sent
anything.
The shooter?
I didn't
that type
see anything
of thing.
Okay.
I'm sure it's coming if they haven't already, because I know they have a huge, huge thing with Australia. Hate Australia.
And one of my favorite fun facts is that the KKK hate them.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, how bad do you have to be for the KKK to say, you guys are trash?
Yeah. Jeez. It's insane.
That is.
I was doing some research this past week, and I learned about Steve Drain, and he's become a pretty... public figure, I guess, or whatever you would call him, for the church. He does interviews all the time. Steve Drain was a filmmaker who visited because he was going to make a documentary about him. And guess what happened? Yeah. He converted.
Of course.
Now he's a thriving member of the Westboro Baptist Church. He's the one that you see a lot of time in interviews and documentaries about him or whatever, and he's actually the mastermind behind the offensive signs. So there was a like NBC special or something where they went to go interview him, and he took them to like the garage where he makes the signs and where he comes up with them, and he showed him like, you know, I just he's like I just do what God tells me to do, you know. So, like, he tries to think of the most offensive thing that you can think of.
Yeah. Have you seen, like, their location? Like, have you?
Yeah.
Like, it's a crap hole.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, it's a bunch of, like, driving by it, you're like, oh, there are some inbred rednecks that live in that joint.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Well, everybody's a Phelps.
Right.
Like, a majority of the people that they interview,
there's only all, like,
yeah, they're 80, all, they're all Phelps. Yeah. It's one big family affair. Just
one
about.
Big family crap hole.
Yeah. But you know something else that Steve Drain does? Steve Drain has made YouTube videos where he does song parodies of popular songs, and it's, you know, it's really offensive. In fact, when I wanted to play some just so you can hear how crazy these people are, but I had to listen to the whole thing and just try to find, you know, 30 seconds worth of each video that wasn't overly offensive, because there's rough stuff in these songs that I don't feel comfortable playing. I just don't. I don't want to give them that credit, but I want y'all to hear how insane he is. So I'm gonna play you three clips. This first one is from it's a parody of "Let It Go" from Frozen. So here we go.
Why would you?
Let it go.
Yep.
That's one of the worst quality parodies I've heard from them, though.
It gets worse.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, I've got another one.
I've heard two
Yeah.
other than that one, but okay. What else do you have?
This one's called "American Sodomite."
Yeah.
It's a parody of Green Day's "American Idiot."
Like, they don't, I'm surprised they don't get sued.
I'm surprised, too. I think what it is, I think it's karaoke tracks that they do it over.
Okay.
You can do that. It's not the actual song.
Gotcha.
So, but anyway, here's "American Sodomite."
So there you go. Is that a karaoke track?
Yeah. I think that's a karaoke track. I don't think they have the capabilities.
They're not sitting around with Pro Tools.
There's no way. No, I think it's karaoke tracks that they rip and do it. And then the final one that I'll play is a parody of "Wrecking Ball" by Miley Cyrus.
I have not heard this
one. You haven't heard this one. Okay. It's insane.
I can see them, like, high-fiving, like, after they're doing
it.
Oh, like,
dude, that was...
Oh, we killed it.
Fire.
We freaking killed it, man. It was like fire. Like sodomite, like, fire. Fire that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Straight fire. God.
I found out why they hate, or why they protest the soldiers.
Yeah, okay, what you got?
They're basically protesting America. And saying that God is punishing America because of all the homosexuality that's here. So by doing that, they celebrate a soldier's death.
Whether or not that soldier was gay?
Right.
Man.
The fact that they're fighting for America and America's being punished. And they're saying that more soldiers will die and they want more soldiers to die until America comes to their senses.
Well,
that's like saying, I don't know what that's like saying. That's like saying, because you eat dairy, there are earthquakes in California.
Yeah. Right.
Because Blake Mosley drinks milk, there are earthquakes in California.
Sorry.
The two have zero relation to one another.
I apologize to all the California listeners.
Sorry, Eric and Faye.
Sorry. Well, another video I saw, they were interviewing someone, and they were like, so what do you think about gay people? And they were like, I think they should be put to death.
But they don't hate them.
Right. No, they don't hate them. They love them, but they think they should be put to death. And then they were like, and if you support them, then you should be put to death too. They think the government should just put you to death.
And that's why they hate America. But they hate America, but they live in America.
Yeah.
That's what I don't get.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like it, leave.
Yeah. I've got a great clip of, you remember Russell Brand?
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't know if he still does, but he had a talk show at one time. This video was uploaded in 2012, so I think it's might have been off the air for a while. But he interviewed Steve Drain, and one of the Phelps went on there with him. And I mean, they're just going back and forth. And Russell Brand does such a great job of just handling it. I mean, like a champ, man. They're like ripping on him for his accent. Like, come on, man. Like, you're really digging deep to try to get something on this guy. I mean,
are you going to play that?
Yeah. Well, okay. No, I'm just going to play a clip because I really liked Russell Brand's response to them. And this one clip is really good. So here you go.
Let's hear it.
What's your next question?
I just feel from what I've read of Jesus and what I've had explained to me that his main message was definitely tolerance and love and truth and beauty and acceptance.
Yes. Accept that. Hold on. Accept that. You don't get to define the love of God.
No, nor do you, though.
No, hold on. The Bible does.
This thing.
The Bible does. And here's a couple things that he said. First of all, he says, here's my love, that you keep my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. And second of all, he said,
right.
Hang on, listen, mate,
you're good on the scripture and verse, but I've got to say this to you. Have you considered that the Bible, like all religious doctrine, may be allegorical and symbolic to direct us towards one holy entity of love, as opposed to a specific litigious text to direct the behavior of human beings? The Bible wasn't literally written by a cosmic entity.
It was written by the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit ain't got a pen. It was written by human beings.
I'm sure he does.
Human beings.
All right.
Yeah.
They don't know how to respond to that.
No.
Like, their body language is like they're staring at the floor, and he's just giving it to them, man. I mean,
he's a very intellectual guy.
He is. He really is.
He really is.
And I never knew that, because the only things that I knew him from was some of the movies that he's done.
It's him acting like a jackhole.
Right. And they portray him as an idiot.
Right.
And so he's
a real smart guy.
He is very, very intelligent.
Well-spoken, smart fella.
Mm-hmm. But he's just straight up. I like that. You don't get to define God's love.
Right.
Because I can assure you it's not protesting people's funerals.
Which leads me to what I was kind of talking about earlier. Like, it's really, this whole thing has really made me draw a line in the sand. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I look at Westboro Baptist Church, and they are equivocally, the extreme on one side of a spectrum. They are the worst of the worst who say that they are Christ followers. Mm-hmm. Where do I stand in reference to them, and where do I see others standing, basically? And what I've come up with for myself is if you have an opinion or a view on this subject of homosexuality, and that opinion and view is being backed by your interpretation of scripture, that's where I draw my line and say, you're on the Westboro Baptist side. Mm-hmm. And I know that's kind of extreme to say, but what it's really had me do is decompress what I believe.
Yeah.
And Russell Brand says it for me, mostly in what you just played, that I need to be concerned and focus on the love of God.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. And mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. And less focused or not focused on what other people are doing. Like, I'm too busy working on myself to worry about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Or to judge what you're doing, or to say what you're doing is a sin because the Bible says it's a sin. That's not my place to do any of that. Mm-hmm. My place is to love. And it shouldn't go any further than that. That should be the initial response to everyone, every human being on earth, even Westboro Baptist folks. I need to love them. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
And it should not go any further. And nothing should be added or taken away from the love of God.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I draw my line. I think that's where I say, you know what? If you're going to spout your convictions about your interpretation, and that's another thing, like they're following a man, Phelps, has taught them to read the Bible in such a way that it is his interpretation. That's all freaking religion is men's interpretation of what the Bible says. And that holds true for Calvin. That holds true for Martin Luther. That holds true for anyone in history who has started a denomination or a religion or have had followers. It is based on that man's interpretation. And you can take interpretation however you want. It was divine to him, or it was revealed to him. Whatever the crap you want to say, it's his interpretation. It's what he believes about the Bible. That's how cults are started, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, that's someone else's opinion. And you're just spouting off someone else's opinion mm-hmm. about the Bible. And that's what Western Christianity has become, is just regurgitating what the smartest guy to them have said.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any original thoughts, so I'm going to quote books, authors. I'm going to, you know, talk about I'm Calvinist because I agree with Calvin in this way. Well, that's Calvin's interpretation of the Bible. That doesn't make it true. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it even any more right than someone else's interpretation of the Bible. To be fair, a Calvinist is no more right about their interpretation of the Bible than Westboro Baptist Church.
No. Mm-mm.
And that's where I draw my line. I draw my line in saying, if you're going to go with this rhetoric, if you're going to go with this is the core values of Christianity, or this is the fundamentals of Christianity, or, you know, you have to believe this. You have to believe homosexuality is a sin. You have to believe divorce is a sin. You have to believe this. If there's a have to involved,
yeah,
I'm out. And that's where I draw my line and say, you know what? You're missing it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not missing it, but that's just not where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's okay to be that way.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I've never felt closer to God than how I feel with that viewpoint.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean,
once you push the religion out of it
and see God for rules, love,
right?
It's eye opening.
It's amazing. It is an amazing feeling, you know?
Yeah. I've always been, you know, that race and stuff has always been hot for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's always been a subject that's very touchy with me, racism and everything like that, because it's just how I was brought up.
Right.
I have a very firm stance on every man, woman, and child is the same, regardless of race. It's like, you know, I've had that view for forever, but now it's like adding that portion where how I view race to all of humanity, and not in race, just in every aspect of life.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
It is. It is so great.
It is so amazing.
When you sit back and, excuse me, push aside the rules and look at people, just people, and who they are, and base your judgment of them on their character instead of, you know, whatever bullet points they have about them, you know?
Right.
It's awesome.
I look at Claire.
Yeah.
Yeah, a year ago or a year and a half ago, Claire wouldn't have been sitting in my dining room.
Right.
You know, because I had that wall up of saying, yeah, I can love her, but I can love her from a distance. And the way I'm a lover is I'm a pray for her.
Yeah.
And now I get to have conversations with Claire that are amazing.
Yes.
And I get to have a relationship with Claire, a friendship with Claire, without boundaries of, I can't talk to you because of this, or I'm judging you because of that. Think about how many great people we miss out on because we throw this Westboro Baptist crap. And it is. It's not as extreme.
No, it's definitely not on the same level.
But
it's.
But your local along church. The same lines. I mean, listen, I'm not saying that they have to hold weddings for gay people or anything. You know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying what is their outlook on humanity, and is it more focused on the sin of the person, or is it more focused on the love of Jesus?
Yeah.
And that's even saying, who are we to say what's sin or what's not sin, you know,
right,
based on interpretation and different aspects of the Bible. But where do we draw the line? It's almost, and I can compare it to this because I've had these experiences. I've been in a church and I've had old white dudes come up to me and make the most racist freaking jokes. And I'm talking ushers, elders, you know, deacon, whatever you want to call them, prominent members of a church coming up to me and just making blatant racist comments.
Yeah.
Okay. And then turn around and shake the hand of the black dude walking down the hallway and say, hey, man, how's it going? Like, how does that freaking exist? Apply that now to homosexuality. You know, where do you draw the line? What is okay? And I say, what is okay? Nothing is okay. There should be no jokes. There should be no discrimination or prejudice, especially when it comes to religion or church or Jesus. Like, you shouldn't have a, oh, but he bats for the other team mentality.
Yeah.
And say that you're welcoming of all people.
Yeah.
You're a multicultural environment. Well, you're not.
Honest, deep down, you're not. No, not at all.
So, I say that because I think that represents the local church everywhere. They'll say, we welcome everyone, arms open, anyone's welcome, but they're not. There might be white and black people sitting together. That's cool. But how welcoming are you to other cultures, other communities?
Yeah.
Without judgment or stigma or prejudice.
Yeah.
So I draw a line and I say, listen, if that's what you represent, I want nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll love you, but I can't be for that. Because I don't think Jesus would be for that.
Not one bit. And if you think that Jesus was standing on the side of the road with a picket sign and protesting every single person that he saw, because that's what they do. I mean, I don't know what in their mind is the right type of person, because they just hate everybody. Oh, excuse me. They love everybody so much that they call them obscene names and
tell them they're going to hell.
Tell them they're going to hell. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what their thoughts were on Judaism, and I found it. let's see. This is off their website. Their frequently asked questions section of their website.
Don't go to their website.
Don't support give them traffic. This crap. Yeah. But in this section, this is their views on Judaism. The only true Jews are Christians.
And that makes a lot of sense.
The rest of the people who claim to be Jews aren't. And they are nothing more than typical impotent sinners. The vast majority of Jews support homosexuals. In fact, it is the official policy of Reformed Jews to support same-sex marriage. Of course, there are Jews who still believe God's law, but most of them have even departed from that. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or Gentile, as long as you believe in Christ. They also blame the Jews for killing Christ. Here's my thing. Why are you blaming anybody but yourself for the killing of Jesus?
Right.
Because that's the whole point of why he came in the first place. It's because of our sin that he had to come and die and be the sacrifice. That's why are you blaming anybody?
Well, even that word sacrifice.
Yeah.
I mean, sacrifice alludes to it. A choice was made.
Yeah. He said, right. Here you go. I'm doing this for you.
Right.
It's not the Jews like rallied together and killed him, you know?
I mean, that's what happened.
Right, but not he let it happen.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hate Catholics.
Yeah.
Which they have some very vile things to say about Catholic priests. They call them vampires.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're saying that across the board.
Yeah.
You know,
it happens everywhere.
Right. It's not across the board.
Yeah.
What we think about how big Catholicism is, mm-hmm. number one, worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about the amount of priests we've heard about piddling with kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small number, an unacceptable number.
Yeah.
But still the same. It's a very small number in relation to how many Catholic priests there are.
Mm-hmm.
That saying, based on their logic, one or two bad apples spoil the bunch.
Yeah.
And that's crap logic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't define an entirety of people based off the actions, the poor results of ill thinking of a few. You can't do it.
Yeah.
I would hate everyone if that were the case.
Right. Here's something else in regards to Judaism. In another statement, Phelps said, this is head dude, Fred Phelps, quote, Topeka Jews today stir up Kansas tyrants in persecuting Westboro Baptists. They whine about the Nazi Holocaust while they perpetrate the Topeka Holocaust. You sack of crap. I'm glad he's dead. I said it. I'm glad he's dead. And I hope
he got right with Jesus.
Never mind. I won't say anymore.
I hope he got right with Jesus.
Oh my God.
You know,
whine about the Holocaust.
Here's my.
It was a horrible, horrible, horrible thing.
I also read that they don't believe that the Holocaust existed to the extent.
Oh, like it was
perpetrated to bring the Jewish people to give them more power. I don't know how decimating millions of people gives them more power, but that it was a basically it's a, they say it's a conspiracy.
Mm.
Saying that the Holocaust did not kill the millions and millions of Jews.
Yeah.
And I'll make a blanket statement out there to anyone who would like to talk about World War II history or the Holocaust or anything who would like to debate with me whether or not that happened. That is one topic I am very, very well versed on.
Yeah.
My door is open. We will talk about it for days. Yeah. I will let you say your piece, but I have no problem sitting down and talking to you.
Is there really that many people who think that? Yeah. That is unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, I know we go back and forth about conspiracy theories a lot, and
but not like that, man.
That's something, man. That's
not like that.
There was horrible things that happened in the Holocaust, like experiments going on. You know, I just listened to a 2 or 3 part podcast about Joseph Mengele and all the things that he did, and it is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, just it's
bad.
It's rough. It was so bad that in the podcast they had to have little inserts of home improvement facts to kind of lighten the mood a little bit because it was so it was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another one. They say that Barack Obama is the Antichrist.
I've heard that several times.
About them or just about Barack?
Both. I've heard, I've heard both.
Yeah, so.
There was more people than just the Westboro Baptist Church that thought that Obama was the Antichrist.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So Maggie Phelps, the daughter of Fred Phelps.
Yeah.
And she's actually an attorney.
Yeah.
So she's not, it's not like she's a idiot.
Right.
You know, she's an attorney. She said in an interview with a news outlet that Barack Obama is absolutely going to hell.
Oh.
Period.
Oh. That was real sweet of her.
That was. So how can this organization claim to be Christian?
Yeah.
And at the same time, condemn a person to hell.
Yeah.
That means they don't believe in grace. They don't believe in the resurrecting power of humanity through Jesus.
A lot of parts of the Bible that's getting flipped through rather fast, you know?
Right.
If they're reading it at all.
There's a couple of scriptures that they like to harp on. And this is just one thing where do your research kind of comes in to play. And again, you can argue, show up at my door. I'll argue with this point too, that they say that there's scriptures that directly condemn homosexuality. In the scriptures that they talk about, in the versions that we read, the word homosexuality is blatantly written there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in black and white. And if you pick up the English Standard Version or whatever, it's there. There's a little history lesson. When this stuff was written, the language that existed at the time, number one, did not have the word homosexual, did not have a word close to it.
Yeah.
The context in which these have been written have been manipulated over time by translations to read these things.
Mm-hmm.
If you read or see the translation in the original language that it was written, it has zero to do with homosexuality in the sense that you and I know it today, or in the context that they are saying it applies.
Right.
So it's there again, doing a little bit of word study, a little bit of research.
You did your research, Brian.
Goes a long way.
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
I encourage anyone with anything to do your research on it. Don't just believe something because someone told you that this is how you believe, this is how you think, this is how you do. Because then you have kids who wind up like this. So I'm going to play a clip of like just how young they're starting to get like their kids to protest and have that mentality of like, you know, God is judging everybody and we're sent as the warriors to warn them.
And your name?
Ruth.
And how old are you?
10.
What's the main truth that you're telling people?
That God's destruction is coming.
That God's destruction is coming?
That God didn't save everyone.
They go on pickets, by the way, every day during school vacations.
What about the God that doesn't like gay people?
He said one man, one woman for life.
And you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And he's about to get into something that I'm going to bring up in just a minute here. But
now, was that's the guy that converted?
Yeah, Steve Drain. All right.
So was that
talking to you in just a minute?
Okay. So was that when he was doing that? Was that when he was trying to expose them?
No. Oh, the interviewer? No, that's a guy from ABC that was visiting. That was a special that they had.
Gotcha.
But they did interview Steve Drain. Gotcha. And they talk about his conversion. But no, the guy who's interviewing him said something. I think he said his sister was a lesbian and they were going back and forth, and you know, they got into several heated arguments about where she will spend eternity. So there's some Looney Tunes. In response to this, though, in response to their church, there was a group of people who decided to buy a house like across the street from the Westboro Baptist Church. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's called the Equality House. Westboro Baptist Church calls it the Sodomite Rainbow House.
Of course they do.
But they bought this house. They wanted to promote love and understanding, and they painted it rainbow colors. So if you look across the street from the Westboro Baptist Church, there's a rainbow house. I remember hearing about that a few years ago. Thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever – go on. What you got?
No.
Have you ever seen, like, any Westboro protesters or anything?
I have. I actually read an article about one of the protesters who is now an Instagram model.
I heard something about that briefly.
Yeah, so she is now an Instagram model, which I have no clue what an Instagram model is. I think it's just a chick who posts sexy photos on,
I guess,
Instagram. Yeah. I don't know. But it labeled her as an Instagram
man,
model.
What a time that we live in that you can.
Right. And I mean, she was letting pictures. It all hang out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, so she fully converted. But she now has a campaign that is called No Hate.
Yeah.
And she goes around and speaks after Westboro Baptist comes and pickets.
Yeah. Okay.
She'll go around and hold like a kind of like a town hall or whatever.
Yeah.
And talk about Westboro Baptist and, you know, what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
And why God doesn't condone what they're saying.
Yeah.
So she's made it her mission to do that.
I like that.
Pretty cool.
That's cool. I don't think they were officially from the Westboro Baptist Church, but I remember going to Carolina Rebellion a few years ago.
No way.
And yeah. And Marilyn Manson was playing.
Oh, that makes sense.
And it wasn't a lot of people. I think it was only like three, maybe four people that had signs, but it was saying that everyone who was in attendance of Carolina Rebellion that right. day was going to hell.
Good
and
job.
I thought it was hilarious. And people were driving by and you get, you know, everyone's flipping them off and throwing trash at them and stuff like that. And there's, you know, one guy drove by in a car and he hung out and he was like, Slayer! Because Slayer was playing that day too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently Marilyn Manson got banned from the Carolinas after that show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I think he like tore up a Bible on stage and like cut himself or something like that.
I wonder how the protesters reacted to that.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see that due to the scheduling conflicts. I skipped Marilyn Manson to get a good seat for Korn. I can assure you, Korn was much better than Marilyn Manson. I really don't care for Marilyn Manson that much. Not because of his message, but his music is just not good to me. So I don't really, I just never got into him. But anyway, so yeah, I don't know if that was actually Westboro Baptist Church. I doubt it, because why would they come all the way to Charlotte, North Carolina to protest a festival that Marilyn Manson was playing at? Mm. I mean, they do travel all over the place, but I don't think Carolina Rebellion was on a big enough scale for them to...
You don't think?
Well, yeah, but do they
I mean, they're drawing names like Marilyn Manson.
I guess, and they do hold 6 protests a day is what I have pulled up and read.
Yeah.
An average of 6 protests a day.
Yeah.
So I guess it could have been. The signs looked similar. So.
Huh. I wonder in the you know, they have the upcoming pickets.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can look at the archive and see if they have an archive. To. Hey, we were here on July 24th.
Yeah.
You know, 2013.
Yeah.
Repping Jesus well.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job. And it was sad, too, because, you know, I was there with some friends, and one guy wasn't a believer at all, you know, and he was like, those guys are insane. And then he kind of, like, paused for a second and was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know if that was, like, your people or not. And I said, dude, please don't ever associate me with those people.
And that's the...
That's my big thing, is don't you dare group me together with those people.
But that's the thing, man.
That is not me at all.
And that's why I feel especially bad for the Baptist folks, because for a non-believer, they see that Baptist or someone who's just not familiar with correct, you know, Jesus's message, they see that word Baptist, and now they equate anyone who becomes associated with them who is claiming the Baptist denomination as one of these hate mongers, which I mean is unfair. Is definitely unfair. It's far off, but it's not out of the ballpark. No. I'm sure they have some of their own views or whatever, but not to the point of protesting dead soldiers, which is another thing that just really rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
It just truly, truly, I won't get into that because I'll get angry and I don't want to do that.
Triggered.
Yeah.
Oh, triggered. Well, there is a small glimmer of hope because there are now laws that limit funeral protests. In response to the protests conducted by Westboro members at Indiana funerals, a bill was passed in the Indiana General Assembly that would make it a felony to protest within 500 feet of a funeral. The bill provides penalties of up to 3 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for those found in violation of the law. Shortly before this bill was signed, members of the church had threatened to protest in Kokomo, at a funeral service that was being held for a soldier who was killed in Iraq. And on January 11th, 2006, the bill unanimously passed, an 11-0 passed in a committee vote. And while members of the church had traveled to way down in Kokomo.
Dang, I was trying to get there.
While they had traveled to Kokomo to protest, they were not seen during or after the funeral service. And then on May 23rd of 2006, the state of Michigan banned any intentional disruption of funerals within 500 feet of the ceremony. Violating the statute would be a felony punishable by up to 2 years in prison and a $5,000 fine for the first offense and up to 4 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for a subsequent offense.
It's just messed up, man.
It is.
Like, I won't pull over for a funeral, but I'm not going to protest.
Yeah. Well, and then more recently, on August 2nd of 2012, Congress passed a bill that included restrictions on demonstrators at military funerals, which became law 4 years later when signed by President Obama. That's That's his thanks, middle, Obama. Middle finger to all of them. The bill says that 2 hours before, that for 2 hours before until 2 hours after the funeral service, demonstrators must stay at least 300 feet away from the boundary of the funeral location and away from the residence of grieving family members. It is incredibly messed up to go to a funeral, grieving family members sitting all around, tensions are already high, and for you to be protesting the funeral and saying they deserved it and they went to hell.
Right,
that's
not,
just horrible.
Not just protesting the funeral. You're holding up signs that says, like, kill more soldiers.
Yeah.
Or, you know, God, they deserve to die or whatever. That is just...
Yep.
That's just messed up.
It is. It's horrible. And they're all horrible human beings. And I think that's all that can really be said about it.
Yeah. And, you know, just a little closing note. There's only like 80 of these people, but it's like they are the loudest group out there. You
it's,
know?
It's just because it's the most obscene.
Right. Right. There's only 80 of them. But, I mean, this falls definitely in, I'm going to draw a line back to our previous cult series. This really draws a line back to a cult because here they are. They're following the teachings of a guy who claims to be a Christian. And for all intents and purposes, the congregation goes to church on Sunday morning and they tithe and they have potlucks and, you know, they follow Christian doctrine until they go and pick up some picket signs and go out there and make fools of themselves. But this just draws a line to how easy it is for a local church to fall under the spell of a church leader and whatever their viewpoints are, instead of trying to develop a sound theology for themselves. They're just going off of this dude's interpretation of the Bible. And it's just getting old. And it's getting so old that there is definitely something happening, man, where people are just fed up with it.
Yeah.
And we are, I think, at the beginning points of a revolution.
Yeah.
Of new Christians.
Yeah. I think it's good, man.
Yeah.
Out
with the old and with the new.
Well, it's just, it's been tainted for so long. It's Christianity is a joke.
Western Christianity, especially. If you look at Eastern Christianity or Christianity during the first century, it mirrors nothing.
Right.
Nothing of what we're doing right now.
Right.
Nothing. Western Christianity is the most diluted, perverted portion sense of Christianity.
Yeah. The going back a few weeks to Ellen Page and her trying to call Chris Pratt out for attending a church that she said was anti-LGBTQ.
Right.
She's thinking that he goes to a church that's like Westboro Baptist.
Right.
The dude goes to Hillsong.
Right.
They could not be further apart on the spectrum, you know?
Yeah.
So it's crazy to see that a church with 80 something members can totally taint an entire religion.
Yeah. An entire belief system.
Yeah. It's wild. And you're right. There's like a revolution that's happening. There's like people are just like, you know, I need to think for myself rather than what Fred Phelps told me years ago and somehow brainwashed all these people to think that it was okay to be a dick.
Or what my local pastor is telling me is truth.
Yeah, biblical truth.
It's just, I think it's good.
Do your research. Think on your own. Realize that these people are human beings.
Yes.
And they have emotions and they have purpose.
Right.
Like, man, that's what's so sad is a lot of times when you hear people... for example, yesterday, I had an older gentleman that I had an encounter with. Ellen was on TV, right? And she's like given, like paying for kids' tuitions to go to college because they did something. Yeah, they did something great in their hometown. And she's like, I want to pay for your tuition to go to the school of your choice, you know? And it was like two guys and it was great. And this guy's like, can you believe that? I just, it makes me sick just seeing that lesbian up there on that TV. I was like, geez, dude, what?
Really?
What is wrong with you? You're a fun one to have at all the Christmas parties.
Well, what would, and see, where I have a problem is like, if someone were to say that to me, I would start thinking, why does this dude feel so comfortable saying that to me?
Yeah.
You know, why, what am I giving off? But it's nothing. We're just white dudes,
mm-hmm.
which just because we're white dudes, mm-hmm. other freaking bigots
oh, yeah. all the time
think that we're okay with
Absolutely.
Their crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they talk to me. Here's what I hate. When they start talking about a person and they're like, yeah. And then I saw this black guy, you know, and they have to whisper it and like look around. I'm like, why is that even relevant to the conversation at all? Like, it has nothing to do with that. Like,
but it's the same thing. Like, why do you feel so comfortable being a bigot around me?
Yeah.
Don't.
Please don't. I don't like it.
Stop.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Right.
And I'm uncomfortable.
Right. I wish I would have walked in and like.
Oh, I wish you'd have been
kissed
there.
You on the mouth or something. See what
Hi,
he would have done.
Sweetie.
Hey, sweetheart.
He would have cracked
and
his
that,
pants.
That was so horrible of us to do that voice.
Sorry,
but that's what I think of.
Yeah. Well.
A very lispy man.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Lispy.
I'm sure gay men can be very masculine.
All the time.
All the time.
Yep.
There you go, Claire. There's my foot in my mouth yet again. I'm forever putting my foot in my mouth. But I don't feel that way. I'm a loving person, I promise.
All right. Well, yeah, there you go. There's the Westboro Baptist Church. Please don't go to their website. Don't give these people any type of...
Yeah, stick to Wikipedia if you're going to do any research on them.
And then some people might say, well, why did you do an entire podcast episode about the Westboro Baptist Church if you didn't want to create traffic for them? My main thing with the Westboro Baptist Church is for anyone who thinks that all Christians are the same or thinks that anyone who follows Jesus is the same, we're definitely not. Westboro Baptist Church should be wiped off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Not the people, the establishment should.
And
unfortunately, they won't.
My intention was to draw ties to mm-hmm. current church culture and the way they think and how it's directly related to Westboro Baptist
right.
Church.
There's plenty of churches that may not be as extreme, but they definitely have some of the same viewpoints.
Right.
And I just think you should be careful.
Right.
Yep.
So if you're going to go look these guys up, stick to Wikipedia, stick to second party news sources. Mm-hmm. Please don't go to their website.
No,
please don't.
Nope. All right. Well, we'll get into some music here. We actually have a music or a song request for this week from Greta.
Okay.
Yep. Greta, I was
about to hit all kinds of buttons on my thing here if you're going to say Allie.
No.
Because she's done that crap before.
No, she didn't have a music suggestion this week. But
Good.
She's going to listen to this episode now and she'll pick out one for next week. I guarantee it. Which is fine, babe. You can do that.
Yeah, I promise.
I'll have it queued up for you. Mm-hmm. But no, this is from Greta. We were talking and talking about music, and she knew we were doing Westboro this week, so she was like, oh, I have a suggestion. Between the Buried and Me did a song on their first album in response. It was about the Westboro Baptist Church. So, yeah, pretty good. It's called Arsonist.
Huh.
So I don't know. Maybe they want to burn the church down. I don't know. Here you go. Here's Arsonist by Between the Buried and Me.
Yeah.
obviously it's before they really improved on their talents, I guess. They're much better musicians now.
Okay.
A little bit more distinguishable in what they like say, what they're saying too.
Yeah.
You can make it out a little bit better.
Okay.
That's from 2002.
I love you, Greta. Was not impressed with that.
Newer Between the Buried and Me is much better.
It was just like, how hard and fast can I play? Love you, Greta. I'll check out some of their later stuff.
I'll
to
send
see
you some more stuff.
To see what progression they've made in music since coming on the scene in 2002.
Yeah, I would suggest definitely some newer stuff. I would describe them as a modern day Rush.
Not from that,
but they're very technical. Time signatures are all over the place.
Okay.
The drummer is incredible. There's a video of him explaining how he can play one time signature with his hands and play a totally different time signature with his feet on
the
bass
drum. That's
impressive. So yes, it's incredible. But
that's
anyway.
Impressive.
All right. So what is your song suggestion for this week?
My song suggestion is The Classic Crime. Black
Again?
And White. I said, like, guess what my song was? I said, Black and White. He said, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, Black and White?
No.
Okay.
Have you read all the stuff going on with him?
No, man. All
stay
right,
away
listen,
from it. Just
listen,
stay away from
I'm
it.
A huge Michael Jackson fan. I
just
really don't want to ruin
it.
That.
Yeah.
I've heard all the riffraff about Michael Jackson for years. I want to hold on to my Michael Jackson.
It.
I love his music. He made incredible music, and he was a great performer. And the This Is It documentary is incredible to watch to see how talented the man was and how he understands music. I don't think I'm going to watch that.
Stay away from
okay. Instead, I'll play Black and White by The Classic Crime. Okay?
Yeah.
Here you go. They're such an incredible band.
You like them?
Yeah. I see where they have an instrumental album of that one.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I like
Did
it.
You know about Classic Crime?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Mainly just through Emery stuff Bad Christian. They would talk about the Classic Crime. Heard about them for years. Never really sat down and listened to them until I started listening to Bad Christian. And then Emery stations on Pandora and they pop up all the time.
Yeah.
Under Oath stations on Pandora and they pop up a lot. So
I like them.
Yeah, they're good.
What are you listening to, Rick?
I came across a post on it was like a share this. What did they call that? Not a chain letter. They don't do chain letters on Facebook. I think that was a MySpace thing.
Is this like share this or you'll go blind in 21 days?
No, it was more of like a share and like it was like six different albums from 2009.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like, what your favorite album, oh, that's what it was. Yeah. What your favorite album from 2009 from the scene says about you. And my favorite ones were A Day to Remember's Homesick was like, now has clean cut haircut, some type of clean cut haircut thing, and cuffed jeans.
Yes.
Loves everything A Day to Remember ever did. I was like, that's accurate. And then the other one was like, it was The Devil Wears Prada's With Roots Above and Branches Below. And it was like, former youth group kid, probably cusses now. Like, that's hilarious. So I've been listening to Devil Wears Prada, and they had a song from an EP called Space, where they got real, really in touch with their alien side. And... like much like Tom DeLonge. But this song is called Supernova.
Champagne?
No. Just Supernova.
So the other night,
mm-hmm.
we were playing a song,
mm-hmm.
and I forget the name of the song, whatever. And so Chris stops me,
yeah.
or stops it or whatever. And he's like, hey, guys, let that, he's talking to me and the drummer. And he's like, hey, man, let that last note ring out. Because it was like a very punchy, like four chord progression.
Yeah.
It was like, do-do-do-dum, do-do-do-do-dum. So it's supposed to be dun 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 like that, but I was stopping it. He's like, it sounds very metal. He's like, I understand it, but this is praise and worship, you know. Like, sorry.
My Devil Wears Prada's coming out.
My bad.
All right, guys. You can check us out on Instagram. We are not at Not Religious Pod. We are on the Facebook as Not Religious Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's at Not Religious Pod. Send us an email for ideas of the show. If you have any suggestions, let's let us know how we're doing. That's notreligiouspod@gmail.com. You can also leave us a rating and review on whatever podcast platform that you listen to us on. We are a part of the Coming Right Up Network, and you can catch us every Sunday at 5:30 at comingrightup.org. And while you're there, go ahead and check out the other shows, because they're chock full of some good ones.
They are. I've listened to a few. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
I just found a new one today. I can't wait to start listening to.
Definitely.
Send us some ideas for the show. Let us know how we are doing. Give us a shout out. We would very much appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll catch you next week.
Be nice to one another.
Bye.